welcome to Section 9. My name's Damien Hull.
And I'm Dorothy. And this week is all about rebuilding the network. We're going to talk to you about network design, cable management, and switching. So one of the things that we've been running into lately as we do the new projects, trying to implement security and best practices, is that our network was not designed for this kind of thing. So why don't you share with everybody some of the issues that we're encountering now that we're changing things and our goals?
So the network was never really designed for the things that we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
For all the projects we have, all the devices we have, we run into things like not enough IP addresses, we don't know what subnet we're on, and we do have some things that I do like. So we have a production side, and then we have a testing side. So that's good. But then we wanted to further break it down to where I have my own subnets, you have your own subnets, and then we can work within our own space.
Well, one of the things, the reason why you want to do that is because one of the things is you were working on testing some of the tools, your security tools, and I was working on some of my projects on the test network. And one day you decided to change something. So when I went back to do one of my projects, it was like, wait, I'm not in the right network. What's going on? So a big part of the policy management, is that what we're doing now? You know, we're assigning things to everybody to know who's doing what, and then explain that.
So we want to have policies and procedures in place.
Right.
And we've talked about that in previous episodes. We talked about patch management, password management. And so you're going to be doing password management. You're also going to be updating things like workstations and laptops and tablets. And then I'm going to maintain the cloud servers and some of our Linux systems that we have locally on the network. So that helps us stay organized. If I want to make a change to a password, I need to check with you. If I want to make sure that my workstation or laptop has been updated, I need to check with you.
So another thing that we were running into in the test network is that, you know, you're working on a project and it's like, oh, I'll document that later. You know, I'll remember this. I'll document it later. And then we were spending a great deal of our production time that we could be spending on the project trying to figure out what network we were in, what port was what. So that was another thing that was slowing us down.
Right. And I want to talk about the difficulty of kind of explaining what we're trying to do here. We were going to be implementing new changes to the network over this 3-day weekend. So we're actually recording on Sunday, and we're recording because we just ran into so many issues. And then you ended up watching some CBT Nuggets videos. And I should say CBT Nuggets is a great place to go for IT training videos. And most of them are geared towards some kind of a certification, like a Cisco cert, security certifications, CompTIA stuff is in there. They're great. And we have, but we both have accounts on the site, and we're not affiliated with them at all. So when we talk about these things, we're talking about them because we think they're really good. And so you got to watch some videos about how to implement a business network. It's not related to any certification. It's just, how do you put a network together? And you said, hey, wait a minute, these are really good. These are going to help us. You should watch some of these with me. And once I watched them, it was like, wow, these are really good.
So let me say something before we go on with this. One of the biggest things we've been stressing since we had the podcast is you can make a perfect plan like we did. Oh, yeah, we're going to be doing all this planning this weekend and try to, you know, redesign our network so it would fit our needs better and blah, blah, blah. And then we get into the research on what happens. 5 minutes of video turns into 5 hours of practice, you know. So that's one of the things that this guy was saying. And I was like, God, he's so right. You know, when I was looking at those videos, it was some of the things that he was talking about were incredibly obvious of why things go wrong, even on enterprise networks, how they're set up, how it's so easy to not document something because you're like, you know, I know what I'm doing, I'll remember it later. Or, you know, when you're setting up your cabling and your switches and everything, you know, if you don't label it, or you just like, oh, it's small enough, I'll remember this. And then pretty soon you get one more employee, I can handle this, you know, I'll plug this guy over here and, you know, it's working, no worries. But then when your company starts growing, and like in our example right now in our instance, our network is changing because we're changing. We're trying to implement certain things. That's when you realize, you know, maybe I just designed this network for the need of the moment. And we can do that. You know, right now, we really want to get into security. You know, we want to do our projects. Why don't we sit down and make a plan to say, okay, we want to have a solid network, you know, that is designed this way. And let's set it up for the things that we want to do. But our projects are going to be constant anyway. So let's just make sure that we have a lab with separate subnets. And then when we sit in there and we try to make a change, let's make sure we don't step on each other. Those things, you know, the basics of those things, having that management policy and having things assigned to people. So there's two IT people doing something in the same network. Let's make sure we know who does what. So we're not kind of tripping, you know, all over ourselves and then wasting all this time that we can be doing, learning what we really want to learn.
Right. And the thing I think is really important to point out here is that we had a plan to do better documentation. And we have a wiki. We use DocuWiki, which is an open source wiki that we can implement, or we can use it to add documentation for how we set up something in Ubuntu. How do we set something up in Windows? How do I install an Apache web server? A wiki is perfect for that. So there's that. I set that up and we had plans to use that. And then we also have iTop, and that's another open source project, and it's based on ITIL. So it has a process for help desk tickets. It has a knowledge base in there. It has CMDB, which is configuration database management. So when you set up a new device, you put that in the inventory, and then any documentation you have can go along with that device. So for example, if you do change management, which is also part of ITOP, and this is what we did before, we went ahead and set up, or we did an update on one of our cloud servers. So we went into ITOP and I had you document that process, and it's linked to that specific cloud server within ITOP. So I can go in there and I can see, oh, hey, we did an update. You can go in there and see that we did an update. So as we do our projects on our network, we're going to incorporate change management into that process so that we can see what each of us is doing and the kinds of changes we're making. And that's really important.
And that was why when I started watching the videos, and it's all about, you know, how to design a network, this guy is really incredible. And we're going to have the link for the CBT Nuggets, you know, the name of the videos, because I think they're very valuable. And like Damien said, we're not affiliated with them. They're just an incredible resource. And for me, like when I was even more of a newbie than I am right now, looking for legitimate sources that can give me good information so I don't pick up bad habits, or I don't just learn something that is not really solid or that is not really what it is. You know, finding those sources is one of the things that we in the podcast have committed to provide this kind of things to you, so you're not wasting your time or your money on resources that are not really good for IT. They're not solid sources of what you're trying to learn. So this is a good thing. They're really incredible. And this guy is unbelievable. I'll give you an example. One of the videos that I was watching, he was talking about a specific network, how he puts it together. And then he gives you a scenario and he says, okay, from what I just done in this video, choose a patch panel size. Choose how many switches you're going to need for this particular network and how many ports the switches need to have. You know, what kind of cabling, you know, what kind of things. It was unbelievable, because then you sit in there and you don't realize how difficult it is until you sit down and you go, okay. And this was one of the things that you and I discussed when buying anything. How do you know what to buy for the network?
So I've been in IT for a while, and as I'm watching these videos, the thing that kind of got me, and the reason why I decided, okay, maybe we need to slow down, and this 3-day weekend is going to become more of an information gathering weekend rather than an implementation weekend. And the reason why I say that is because as I'm watching these videos, he's pointing out things that I've seen before. Look at this mess of cables we have here. How did we get there? No management. And then he talks about implementing, let's say, a new user on the network, and maybe you have a workstation for this person, and the workstation's all ready to go. Maybe it has Windows 7, Windows 10, whatever. You go to plug that into the network, and you run a cable from the workstation to the wall jack, and you realize, hey, there's no network connectivity. They're not connected to the network. So now what do? Well, if everything is managed properly, you go back into the server room, you look for the patch panel, you look for the jack number that you have. So say, for example, this is jack 45 on the wall, and you go back into the server room and you look for 45 on the patch panel and you make sure it's connected. And you may have a process for which switch are you going to plug them into, what port you're going to use for that, and everything is organized and you're done. And maybe it takes you 10, 15 minutes. That's best case scenario. What have I done and what have I seen? I've been in situations where I go to plug somebody into the network and what happens? There's no connectivity. What do I have to do? I have to go get a cable tester with a probe to try and track down where on the patch panel this thing is located. And then I have to figure out how I'm going to plug them into the switch.
And see, that can happen whether you get a job and the network is already set up and the cabling is a mess, or whether you're trying to save money or something, you know, your network is really small and you say, well, I can manage this. I don't really need to label it. However it is that those things happen, it's more often than not one of the norms in IT that you go into the server room and you're trying to spend all this time trying to find out where, what, where, you know, and he addresses that. And it was amazing because there are things I didn't know about. There is that CapEx, you know, when you design your network, and there's the OPEX. And I'm like, what is that? CapEx is the capital expenses. And he recommended, he says, you know, if you sit down and you know how to design your network and you know how many switches you're going to need, you know, how many things for growth, whatever, you plan your network according to your needs, not the need of today, but the need with whatever it is that it may come tomorrow. You know, you may spend a little more money on things, you know, knowing what cables, you know, labeling everything, paying a couple of thousand dollars or more for switches. And, you know, he says, well, a lot of people have a hard time doing that because management is going to look at that receipt and go, wow, $2,000 item, what the heck? But then when you're really looking at the OPEX, which is the operational expenses, when you're having your IT guy 15 minutes here and 15 minutes there, or 20 minutes here and 20 minutes there, trying to hunt down what port is what, where are things connected? In the long run, you're not only going to pay more money just for that IT guy to constantly do this, but if you are growing your company, you have this big old mess of things, you're going to pay on downtime. And if your company is, you know, somewhere where a lot of people, you know, they get paid an awful lot of money and you have 48 of them or 50 of them or whatever, they can't work because your network is down and now you have to redo it because initially it wasn't done properly. You're going to end up paying a lot more than that $2,000 item right off the get-go. But apparently people will look at that item and go, you know, and then they look at the operational expense and that kind of goes under the wire because nobody sits in there and goes, ooh, like you were saying, the IT guy is working. It's okay.
Exactly. And that's where I've seen this happen all the time, where management doesn't understand what IT is doing, so they can't figure out what that cost is. They know about overtime, but what about just the day-to-day operations? You know, I'm trying to get something done, and instead of doing it in 15 minutes, it's taking me an hour. Had we done some basic planning and better management, I could be doing it in 15 minutes, and then I can move on to other things. And one of the things that I've learned over the years is that if you do proper IT management and you plan ahead, then you're going to have less work down the road. The problem that I have, and one of the reasons why I think these videos were really good and made me slow down and say, okay, let's do better planning, is that it's easy to say we're going to have better management and planning. It's hard to implement that.
Bottom line, you know what I think it is? It is cumbersome and it's difficult to implement what we're talking about, the documentation, and the management and what have you. And I think that's the reason why a lot of the times it doesn't happen in IT. It doesn't happen for a company. You know, sometimes I don't think that maybe management realizes the amount of time and money that it would take to have something done right. As well as you may have an IT guy that doesn't want to bother with that kind of thing. You know, with a doc, it's too hard. He's going to remember. He knows what he's doing. And then he leaves the company tomorrow and you have nothing. So if you're looking at the capital expense, you know, look at, okay, I have an IT guy that may leave and everything is in his head. How much am I going to have to pay somebody new to kind of try to find this out? It's going to cost you more money. So in the long run, I guess, is how much is it? And this guy, I mean, I'm telling you, Jeremy Ciora, is what his name is, right? He explains this thing so well. How we get from one or two or three cables to a big old mess of cables. You know, he shows you how to do it properly. He shows you how things can get out of line, or it's incredible how, and what I really like is that he actually teaches you the network design in things that you should know about the network. You know, like I learned the spanning tree. I've always known spanning tree prevented loops. I didn't know that it automatically goes, you know, when it's plugged in, and if it has the two routes, you know, it closes one down so the loop doesn't happen. I didn't know about the link aggregation and what it did. And in one video, he sat in there, he explained everything. And I'm like, okay, I have a better, clear picture. I know how to use these things now for my network if this is something that I'm going to have. Like the core switch, you know, how he goes from like having a single point of failure to doing, you know, something more so you don't have that problem in there. For us, it's not going to be really that big of an issue. We can kind of survive with one switch because, you know, we're not enterprise. But I mean, if you're looking to see how your business is, it's going to be awesome. And not only that, for us, we're not going to be able to use everything that he says because, again, it's business oriented and we are really not a business. But I think a lot of the ideas that he has for documenting the network and setting things up correctly is really going to help us have, you know, a kick butt network for what we're trying to do. So.
Yeah. And I think what we're trying to do now is, after having seen some of these videos, how do we apply some of that to our network?
Mm-hmm.
And some of this is stuff I already know. Things like spanning tree, link aggregation, or Ether channel on Cisco. I know about these things. But the thing that I'm looking at is what you were talking about, the operational expenses. How do we avoid that? Because that's really going to be the big issue when we start working on our project, especially the more advanced ones, even like your Raspberry Pi project. How do we set things up so that when you're working on your Raspberry Pi project, you understand how the network is put together, and all you have to do is just work on your project? You don't have to spend all this extra time trying to figure out what's going on with the network. You just do your project.
Well, and I think for me, the best thing is how he teaches, you know, how to design the network and how to determine what kind of a device do you need and how big or how many ports in the device and things like that. I think that's very valuable information. So you don't waste your money. You don't get a switch with 24 ports when you're going to need 48. And then later on, you're like, oh, gosh, you know, for a little bit more than that, I could have had that. And now I'm not having this problem. Now I'm going to have to buy a brand new switch. So, you know, like I said, it's an incredible set of videos, and they're worthwhile. If you have CBT nuggets, you really should watch them. It's just well worth it. And he also has a whole set on cabling, which I think we should have watched before the networking ones.
So I actually watched some of the cabling videos.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay.
And they're really good. Now, I didn't watch all of them, but I watched ones that I thought were going to be relevant to me in our situation. And they were really good. I mean, he talks about how to organize the connection between your devices, your patch panel, and the switch, and what might work best in most situations. And things he's tried, and he said, okay, I used to do it this way, and it didn't work well. So now I do it this way because I think it works better. So things like that really help out, because I've never been in a situation where somebody has taken the time to explain those kinds of things to me. Now, in our case, we don't have a patch panel because we're not in a business environment and we're not plugging into, you know, RJ45 wall jacks, but seeing that helps a lot. And then the thing that I think is going to be a little bit tricky for us is figuring out how we're going to do our own cable management, because I think that's going to be important.
You know, one of the things that I found really funny was, you know, you and I were talking about this because I was like, why can't we have a patch panel? You know, the newbie in me. And then you explained it to me and I'm like, okay, regardless of that, if I'm going to be in the business of IT, I want to know how things are connected. I want to know how the cables run, you know, up on the rafters and how they go and how they end up in the wall and how everything is connected. Because then even if I have an expert doing the cabling, I want to make sure that he knows what he's doing as well.
Yeah. And that's where I think it's really important to understand at least some of that, because I've been in situations where people have told me some things that were just goofy. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that. And then I've been in another situation where I had to get a fiber connection between one switch and another. And the people involved in all of that were good at what they did. These were cabling experts, but they don't know what kind of switch I have. So the next question from them is, what kind of fiber do you need? And I have to tell them that based on the equipment that I have.
Right.
So even if you're not going to be running the cables in the wall, you're still going to need to know some of that.
You do, because, I mean, you're going to have to, like you said, give them some information about what you want and what your needs are so they can make the best decision for your network as well. So I thought that, you know, the whole thing is so valuable. I'm really looking forward to viewing the rest of them.
Yeah. And so I think what we're going to do now is we're going to figure out how do some of these things apply to us and our situation. And we're going to have to spend some time defining some of the goals we want to achieve in all of this.
Right.
And one of the things I think is cool, we have a Cisco switch, and that's kind of our master switch. And we also have a couple of Juniper devices. These are SRX210s. Now, you're not familiar with these.
Correct.
But the cool thing about them is that they're a router, a firewall, and a switch all rolled into one. And these are more branch office devices, which are perfect for us because we want all three things so that we can actually play around with those three things. And I think in my head, what's going to happen is we're going to make the Cisco switch the main switch, and then we're going to hang our Juniper devices off of that. And then you get one, I get one, and then we can manage our stuff off of that for our projects. So you're going to have your own VLAN in there, your own subnet in there. If you need multiple VLANs and subnets, you can have them on there. So I think this is going to work out for us, but we're still in that information gathering process to make sure that we meet the goals we have for ourselves and that we don't leave anything out.
Yeah, and you know what that means for us, right? We're going to have to sit in there, redesign the network. We're going to have to think about what we're going to do, like you thought about the switching, how you want it done, cable management. We're going to need more IP addresses, depending on how many projects we're going to have going. And you know, we have a lot more devices now. We're going to try to figure out how we do our device configuration. And then, of course, the little Wi-Fi issue that we're having. So it's going to be a lot of work. But I think at the end, if we take the time, and it's going to take time, and it's not going to be easy, we're going to be better off. And then we'll be able to concentrate on our projects a lot better, because we're not going to have to worry about, oh, crap, now we have to redo the IP addresses for this part of the network and get another subnet and do that right before we do our project. Let's just sit down, figure it out, do it, and then, you know, do what our goals are.
Right, right. And it's going to be a little bit tricky because we're going to have to force ourselves to make sure we follow our policies and procedures. Are we updating things? You know, am I doing my patch management? Are you doing your patch management side of the thing where you're updating the workstations and the laptops on a regular basis? Are you doing proper password management? These are things that are going to be difficult. But I think if, like you said, if we get them out of the way now, we won't have to worry about them later on.
Yeah, and we're hoping that all of this helps you do some thinking about your network, whether it's a test network or whether you are at work trying to implement some things, or maybe you recognize something that we talked about that is not working in your network and you go, oh, okay, maybe that's what it is. Again, if you do have access to CBT Nuggets, it would be very useful for you to watch those videos. If not, you know, we'll be reporting to you as things come up and letting you know what our changes are and, you know, still report on our progress with our projects. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, tomorrow we still have a free day to ourselves.
Right.
So I think there's going to be some planning involved in that day and trying to figure out some of the things that we can do, some things that we might be able to implement sooner than later.
Yeah. No, I think that'd be good. And one of the things, oh, I want to say one more thing. One of the things that he does at the end of the videos, he gives you a life scenario and then he tells you, okay, determine what kind of thing that you would choose for here, device-wise, cables and what have you. And then on the first one, he made you pause and then he gives you the answer. The second one, he decided he's not going to do that. He's going to have you put it on Twitter and then you can kind of get feedback from everybody that actually kind of does this kind of thing saying, hey, have you tried doing it this way? Well, I did that and I did it this way. So like I said, it's really interesting. And I like the life scenarios because then you're not just learning it in a box and just saying, okay, there's only one way to do this. There is many ways. And there are some things that need to be there that are solid, like documentation, you know, like planning the network, you know, having a plan for what the goals of the network is or the business needs, whatever you want to call it. So,
yeah, it's going to be good. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Nope.
So I think that's it for now. If you want to take a look at our show notes, you can go to section9.us. And if you want to send us comments or questions, you can email us at info@section9.us.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.